we celebrate Mother's Day in this day of Ascension. Mothers, you are the pillars of our homes, you are the pillars of our lives, you are the pillars of the church. The church is a mother. So today we celebrate you. Some people find it difficult when the church or all of us call God our Father in the world, because some may have some experiences of fathers where they think that God should not be called a father because they have some kind of not good experiences. So when you call God Father, it doesn't bring home to them what it really means to be a father. So in the same way, some people too may have some experiences of mothers that are not so good, that when you call the church as a mother, then they find it difficult to see how you love the churches. But sometimes they forget that God as a father is a perfect father. And all human fathers will look up to him and strive to be like him. In the same way, God as a mother is a perfect mother. That all of you are mothers, look up to him. The church as a mother and strive to be loving, to be caring like the church as a mother is. So as we celebrate the church as a mother and you as mothers, it is a prayer that God will bless you, that you may strive to be like the church that is mother, caring and taking care of us, caring and taking care of everyone. The day of Ascension, the Lord has ascended into heaven and has given us a command to preach out to every creature, to preach out to everybody, and to know that he who has come to live among us, to take our sins upon himself, he died and resurrected, now he has ascended into his Father, to tell each one of us that our lives in this world is a journey, and that at the end of our journey there's a place that we will go, and that place is heaven. And then the Lord who has ascended has not left us as orphans, but that he will come again to lead us, and he will send the Holy Spirit to journey with us, to teach us, to enlighten us, and help us to embrace our Christian call and to live our lives in the way that God would want us to live. Sometimes we also think that those who are called to preach are those who have special roles in the church. But that God is calling each one of us, as we heard in the reading, that each of us, we are called in different ways. We all have different gifts. We have different callings. And each one of us, children, elderly, young alike, we all have our call to preach the gospel to every creature. We may not have the opportunity to come out here in the pulpit to proclaim the gospel, to give sermon, but in our calling, in our workplaces, in our homes, we can preach the gospel by our way of life. St. Francis will say, preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. Meaning that our lives, our deeds, we preach the gospel by our way of life. And that is our invitation. That God is inviting each one of us as he ascended into heaven, and that we who are remaining will take up the gospel, and what he has begun in our lives, what he has begun in the lives of others, through us they may see God. Through us they may come to behold him. Through us they may come to go to heaven. And that again, Jesus Christ has come, he has suffered, he went through persecution, and that for each one of us in this life, we may go through difficulties, challenges, persecutions, but these are not the end. When we persevere to the end, we shall have that glory, the glory of resurrection, the glory of going to our Father. So on this Sunday, we pray that God will grant each one of us the grace to bear witness to the good news of Jesus Christ, to love one another, to take care of one another, one body, one Lord, one baptism, one God. That we see ourselves as a family, we see ourselves as one, helping each other, helping one another to see the face of God. That anyone we encounter outside of this church, wherever we encounter them, that God, through our way of life, we may bring those people to come to behold His face. We preach the gospel in many ways. And one of the ways sometimes is taken for granted is a simple and gentle generosity that we offer people. It may not be just giving the people the whole world, or giving them money, or giving them food, but that your simple attitude towards them. Even a simple smile to somebody can turn that person's world around. A lot of us are broken. A lot of people are broken. People are suffering. They need somebody to be nice to them. They need somebody to be kind to them. Children, be kind to your siblings. Be kind to your parents. And we all are invited to be kind and nice to people. That may turn somebody's world around. It may not be the food, it may not be the money, but your simple smile, your simple good morning, your simple good afternoon, and that simple good evening. Placing a call to a long-time friend can turn that person's world around. May God grant us the grace so that the little things that we take for granted, the little things that the world takes for granted, that we who are called as Catholic Christians, Easter people, people whose home is in heaven, we may see the world with a different lens. And through us, people may have a difference in their life, and that will make a difference in the lives of people. When you make a difference in somebody's life, God Himself will also make a difference in your life by bringing you to Himself and letting you to behold His face.